I never feel very comfortable doing this. And yes, it was an amazing Christmas program. And just the thought of the whole program, that the creator of the universe came to us. Communion is a time of remembering. Today being New Year's Day, we often look into the past, see what we did last year, how we succeeded, how we failed. And we also look to the future with hope, hope that we can do things better, hope that we don't make those same mistakes. I just wanted to take a few quick seconds and look at a few verses. First thing I wanted to say was the thing that we need to remember is it's all about God. From the very beginning, in Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, God. There was nothing. And then God created everything that we know. Let's look into the past. In John 1, if I can find it here, I should have... John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. That's where we are right now. God sent His Son into the world, and that's what we need to remember. And then in Revelation, Revelation 21, 1 through 8. So God created God created originally the earth, and then in Revelation 21, verse 1, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more, and I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband, and I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be His people. And God Himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away their tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. And He who is seated on the throne said, behold, I am making all things new. Also He said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. And He said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give a wellspring of water of life without payment. The one who conquers, I have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But for the cowardly and the faithless, detestable. As for the murderers and sexually immoral, idolaters, and all liars, their portion shall be in the lake of fire that burns with sulfur, which is the second death. I have a couple more verses I'd like to read here in Revelation, then I'll have the servers come forward. Revelation 22, verse 7. I'm going to back up to 6. And he said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true. And the Lord of the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophecies, has sent his angel to show his servants what must soon take place. And behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of this book." And then in verse 12 of Revelation 22, "Behold, I am coming soon, bringing my recompense with me to repay each one for what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." And then 2022, or 2020, very end of the book. "He who testifies to these things say, surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." The grace of Lord Jesus be with you all. And if the servants would come forward. Now as we take communion, remembering all that Christ has done from creation to coming to earth to pay the penalty for our sin and transgression, to winning the battle in the end, the creation of the new heaven and the new earth. This has all been done by Christ our Lord. In 1 Corinthians 11, 23, for I received from the Lord what I have also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this, and as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat and drink of this bread, and often as you and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. This coming year, it is my prayer that I haven't made any New Year's resolutions. My only desire is to pray that this body and myself would be obedient to Christ, and that we would all make a big change in this community. We see through the New Testament how 12 men changed the entire world. And there's more than enough of us here that we can change our community. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the message we heard. Thank you for all the many blessings that you have given us, especially your son, Jesus. Praise you, Lord, for all this. In his name, amen.